The Hogwarts Express moved steadily north, and the scenery outside the window became wilder and darker while the clouds overhead thickened. People were chasing backward and forward past the door of their compartment. Crookshanks had now settled in an empty seat, his squashed face turned toward Ron, his yellow eyes on Ron's top pocket. At 1 o'clock, the plump witch with the food cart arrived at the compartment door.
"Do you think we should wake him up?"
Ron asked awkwardly, nodding towards Professor Lupin. "He looks like he could do with some food." Hermione approached Professor Lupin cautiously.
Professor, she said. "Excuse me, Professor."
He didn't move.
"Don't worry, dear," said the witch as she handed Harry a large stack of cauldron cakes. "If he's hungry when he wakes, I'll be up front with the driver."
"I suppose he is asleep,"
said Ron quietly as the witch slid the compartment door closed.
"I mean, he hasn't died, has he?"
"No, no, he's breathing,"
whispered Hermione, taking the cauldron cake Harry passed her. He might not be very good company, but Professor Lupin's presence in their compartment had its uses. Mid-afternoon, just as it had started to rain, blurring the rolling hills outside the window, they heard footsteps in the corridor again, and their three least favourite people appeared at the door. Draco Malfoy, flanked by his cronies Vincent Crabbe and Gregory Goyle. Draco Malfoy and Harry had been enemies ever since they had met on their very first train journey to Hogwarts. Malfoy, who had a pale, pointed, sneering face, was in Slytherin House. He played Seeker on the Slytherin Quidditch team, the same position that Harry played on the Gryffindor team. Crabbe and Goyle seemed to exist to do Malfoy's bidding. They were both wide and muscly. Crabbe was taller, with a pudding bowl haircut and a very thick neck. Goyle had short, bristly hair and long, gorilla-ish arms.
"Well, look who it is," said Malfoy in his usual lazy drawl, pulling open the compartment door. "Potty and the Weasel."
Crabbe and Goyle chuckled trollishly.
"I heard your father finally got his hands on some gold this summer, Weasley," said Malfoy. "Did your mother die of shock?"
Ron stood up so quickly he knocked Crookshank's basket to the floor. Professor Lupin gave a snort.
"Who's that?"
said Malfoy, taking an automatic step backward as he spotted Lupin.
"New teacher," said Harry, who got to his feet too in case he needed to hold Ron back. "What were you saying, Malfoy?"
Malfoy's pale eyes narrowed. He wasn't fool enough to pick a fight right under a teacher's nose.
"Come on,"
he muttered resentfully to Crabbe and Goyle, and they disappeared. Harry and Ron sat down again, Ron massaging his knuckles.
"I'm not going to take any crap from Malfoy this year," he said angrily. "I mean it. If he makes one more crack about my family, I'm going to get hold of his head and..."
Ron made a violent gesture in midair.
"Ron,"
hissed Hermione, pointing at Professor Lupin.
"Be careful."
But Professor Lupin was still fast asleep.